I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, December 11. Coming up, private sector encouraged to invest in the economy, NIDS endorsed as crime prevention strategy, and Kingston becoming more inclusive for persons with disabilities. The news in detail after the break.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is again calling on the private sector to increase their investment in the economy. Mr. Holness was speaking at the opening of the new BMW and Mini showrooms in St. Andrew, where he commended the ATL Group for its continued investment in Jamaica.
And the government is working very hard to ensure that not just Gordon Boots Stewart will invest, but that every single Jamaican entrepreneur who has the industry, the drive, the enterprise, the entrepreneurship can, in the Jamaican environment, take the risk and invest.
The Prime Minister says the government is ready to partner with private investors and make the necessary financing and policies available for an investor-friendly economy. This, he says, will allow for further economic growth and job creation. The showrooms form part of a $50 million investment by Sandals Resort International, ATL Autobahn and Marriott International that will also see the construction of a lifestyle center, complete with a hotel, conference center and gym. National Security Minister Robert Montague is endorsing the establishment of the National Identification System, NIDS, as a crime prevention strategy. Mr. Montague says a verifiable system of identification will better enable law enforcement authorities to properly identify the perpetrators of crime. Under NIDS, a reliable database of all Jamaican citizens will be established and will involve the issuance of a unique lifelong national identification number to every person. The system will also collect 2 forms of biometrics, fingerprints and facial recognition.
Recently at PICA, we introduced facial recognition in the application of passports. And what we have found was that over 600 hits of persons with multiple identity and multiple passports. So saying that your passport is a proper means of identification, you have to question.
Mr. Montague was speaking at the recently held graduation ceremony for 18 law enforcement professionals following the completion of a 2-week instructor training and development course at the National Police College of Jamaica in St. Catherine. The course was offered by the Caribbean Regional Drug Law Enforcement Training Center, REDTRAC. Construction industry players are again being urged to ensure best practices are observed to guarantee quality output. The latest call comes from Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, Omar Sweeney, who was speaking at a recently held construction conference hosted by the agency. Mr. Sweeney, in commending the work of JSIF's construction partners, pointed out that the quality of the country's infrastructure is directly related to its ability to achieve its national goals.
JSIF invests close to 70% of our funds in infrastructure, and the infrastructure ranges roads, water, supplies, schools. The delivery of quality infrastructure requires really a seamless, coordinated participation of a number of building professionals.
The JSIF head adds that best practices in construction have been key to the agency's success in completing more than 1,500 projects over the last 20 years. And equality and inclusion consultant for the United Kingdom, Hakeek Boston, says Kingston is well on its way to becoming a more inclusive city for persons with disabilities. This is evident, he says, based on recent steps made to empower the community through greater access to education and economic opportunities, healthcare and the built environment. Mr. Boston, who was speaking at the recent Inclusion and Diversity Summit at the University of Technology, said the staging of the summit itself is also evidence of a strong appreciation of the importance of fostering inclusivity.
And I think in some ways you heard of the curve, because it took a long time for us to get to this idea of inclusivity, because the past language is always around accessibility. Even someone like myself is focused on ramps and physical access. I think the bigger picture is building an inclusive society.
The Inclusion and Diversity Summit served to explore the economic and social value of making Kingston a more inclusive city for persons with disabilities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.